Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just so you know, you are considered incompetent, stupid, slow, an idiot if you believe that there was voter fraud in this presidential election. In fact, you post anything on social media about it, you'll immediately be banned or labeled with putting out false or fake news. Why? Because it never happened. We said so. Signed the media, signed the Democratic Party. And if you still stand beside Donald Trump, just remember you're now actually a Nazi. You're a Nazi who is continuing to support a crazy man in Donald Trump. That's what they talked about on MSNBC. We had that on our last podcast. If you missed it, grab it. It's amazing to hear this audio from MSNBC. But today we've moved a step further, right? We've already declared that if you still support Donald Trump and what he's doing right now with voter fraud, you're a Nazi. And if you believe in voter fraud, we're going to just silence you on social media. So let's talk about something real quick. Let's just talk about something real quick that is pretty interesting. Deals with voter fraud. The Georgia Secretary of State has now opened up 250 investigations. Yeah, you heard me right. 250 investigations into credible claims of illegal voting. The Georgia Secretary of State, a Republican, announced that the state of Georgia has opened up 250 investigations into, quote, credible claims of illegal voting and violations of state election law. But hold on, the election's over. Joe Biden's the president-elect. You're crazy and a Nazi if you believe that there could have been some sort of voter fraud. You will be silenced on social media. You need to understand that. You will be silenced on social media. You will be banished. You're on the list, folks. Once you get on the liberal list of people whose lives should be destroyed and should never be heard from again, you never get off the list. Don't forget that. This list is a list that never, ever, 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 ever disappears. You're on the list. The list is there forever, indefinitely. Back to Georgia. At a press conference, Secretary of State was careful to qualify his statements, noting that dishonest actors were pumping massive amounts of misinformation into the media ecosystem. Oh, you can't say that. That's got to be like Russian collusion. Let's investigate this guy for Russian collusion. Let's get the FBI and the State Department on him. Let's get the CIA on him. This is a Republican that's lost his mind. He's basically a Nazi. Back to what he actually said. The Georgia Secretary of State appeared to slam, by the way, Trump's legal team without directly naming them, saying they were exploiting the emotions of many Trump supporters with fanatic claims, half-truths, misinformation. Frankly, they are misleading the president as well. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? As we move forward in the process, we will, as we always have been, we will continue to investigate credible claims of illegal voting and violations of state election law. There are currently over 250 open cases from 2020, and we have 23 investigators, following up on 250 cases. Yeah, that seems like a good ratio. Being sarcastic, of course. Some of these include a charge that Gwinnett County, that absentee ballots outnumber absentee envelopes. That might be a problem. This is the kind of specific charge our office can investigate and ascertain the truth. We have multiple investigations underway surrounding the absentee ballots in Fulton, Gwinnett, Cobb, and many others. We continue our investigation into potential dead, double voters, and non-resident voters, he continued. As we move to the December 1st election and the January 5th federal runoffs, we have to remain vigilant. That is why I'm announcing an investigation into third-party groups working to register people in other states to vote here in Georgia. Hold on a second. Whoa. The same guy who just ripped on the Trump campaign, the Trump administration, and Trump's legal team just said at a press conference that we have an active and open investigation into people registering people to vote in other states so they could vote in Georgia. What? And you want to tell me that Donald Trump's crazy? You want to tell me that Donald Trump is crazy? That his legal team is crazy? That they're playing off the emotions of Trump supporters? And then you go and tell me that there's 250 active and open investigations. 250 active and open investigations, and you only got like a couple dozen people looking into all of these investigations before we have an election coming up in about a month? And I'm supposed to feel good about that? Wow. That's interesting. I mean, that's very, very interesting, isn't it? By the way, don't worry. You're not supposed to be alarmed by any of this, because if you're a Trump supporter, you're crazy, you're a Nazi, you're a lunatic. I'll go back to this Georgia Secretary of State. He gives you a press conference telling you that we have information, credible information, of 250 investigations and the credible claims of illegal voting and violation of state election law, but then goes on to attack the Trump campaign, implying that Donald Trump is somehow the dishonest actor, that are pumping massive amounts of misinformation into the media ecosystem, slamming the Trump legal team without directly naming them, saying that they are exploiting the emotions of many Trump supporters whose fanatic claims, half-truths, misinformation, and frankly, they are misleading the president as well. Meanwhile, I'm going to announce that I've opened 250 investigations into credible claims of legal voting and violations of state election law, including bad actors who went across state lines to register people to vote in an election when they live in another state. His words, not mine. That is why I'm announcing an investigation to third-party groups working to register people in other states to vote here in Georgia. We have opened an investigation into a group called America Votes, who is sending absentee ballot applications to people at addresses where they have not lived since 1994. Seems kind of significant to me. Call me old-fashioned. If you're an organization who's sending absentee ballots, applications to people at addresses where they have not lived since 1994, I'm going to go ahead and say that the Trump campaign is not crazy, that they're not feeding the media misinformation, they're not playing off the emotions of Trump supporters. I'm saying they have absolute reason to be livid and angry. Another one of the 250 investigations names the New Georgia Project, who sent voter registration applications to New York City at Operation New Voter Registration Georgia. Another organization is telling college students in Georgia that they can change their residency to Georgia, even if they don't actually live in Georgia, just for college, and then change it back after the election. That's just three of the 250 investigations that have been opened. At this press conference, the guy who, of course, chastised the Trump legal team, saying they're sending false hope and misinformation and gaslighting the media and playing off the emotions of Trump supporters, went on to say that people who repeatedly commit election fraud in Georgia, which includes voting in the state when a person is not a resident of the state, is a felony. But I'm the person overreacting here. He's telling me that you have a new Georgia project sending voter registration applications to New York City, but he's saying I'm the one overreacting. You got an Operation New Voter Registration in Georgia that's telling college students whose residency is not in Georgia, they just attend college in Georgia, to change their residency to Georgia, and then they can change it back after the election, yet I'm the one that's overreacting as a Trump supporter. You are telling me that America Votes is sending absentee ballot applications to people at addresses where they've not lived since 1994, yet I'm the one that's overreacting as a Trump supporter. You are telling me that you are reminding people in Georgia that voting in a state where you're not a resident is a felony, yet you're telling me I'm the crazy for even questioning the integrity of the election. You want to know how much the national media covered this? Last night, they didn't cover it at all. ABC, NBC, CBS didn't mention that there are 250 active investigations into voter fraud that have been opened in Georgia. Not a single one of them ran it on the nightly news. CNN, MSNBC didn't touch it either. And we have a U.S. Senate runoff race in January that will determine which political party controls the Senate just ahead of the incoming Biden administration. And we got 250 active investigations, and you got me 23 investigators that are supposed to investigate all of these claims and then have a fair election in about a month. And if I'm a little upset about this, you're now telling me that I'm the crazy person, that I'm supposed to just accept the results of the election, that I'm not supposed to ask questions about the election. I'm not supposed to be upset about the election. I'm just supposed to accept it. Let me walk you down memory lane real quick. You remember a woman, by the name of Stacey Abrams. She's the woman that still has refused to concede that she lost the governor's election a couple years ago. You want to know what her organization was up to and now what they're having to be investigated for? Stacey Abrams Voter Registration Group is now having to deny officially impropriety as Georgia's election officials are investigating her group. This is the darling of the left. This is the darling of the Democratic Party. This is the woman who's in charge of getting people out to vote for the next election coming in about a month to decide who's going to control the Senate. The New Georgia Project, a seemingly partisan voter registration group co-founded by Stacey Abrams, was forced to come out this morning and deny impropriety after the Georgia Secretary of State claimed that the organization encouraged non-Georgia residents to register to vote in the state Senate runoff elections. You want to know how much the media covered this? None at all. But again, if I ask any questions about this, I'm now the crazy person. I'm the lunatic. I'm the Nazi. An email has now come out from Stacey Abrams' group, the same group that is now being accused of going out there and registering people to vote that don't live in the state of Georgia. Yeah. Encouraging non-Georgia residents to register to vote in the state Senate runoff that's coming up. They're doing it again, by the way. Like, they already did this in the presidential election. Now, apparently, they're doing it again in the Senate runoff election. And you got 23 people that are now investigating 250-plus claims. And we have a month until the election that will decide who's in charge of the Senate happens. An email press release from Stacey Abrams' organization says, Georgia's Republican Secretary of State resurrected a tired and false claim against the New Georgia Project's legitimate efforts to register eligible Georgians to participate in elections in a press conference held. We deny it. The executive director of the New Georgia Project said, as Georgians are turning out record numbers to have their voices heard at the polls, the Secretary of State is resorting to desperate attempts to smear law-abiding organizations and scare eligible Georgians from registering to vote in critical upcoming elections. We will not be deterred. This attack on our organization comes at a time when people across the country have witnessed the strength of our program and the collective power of a new Georgia electorate that embraces a system of inclusiveness and opportunity for all Georgians. The timing is not accidental. The organization also stated that it will continue its mission to register eligible voters in advance of December 7th deadline in its effort to make sure that Georgia residents have their voices heard at the polls and freely and fairly cast their ballots so that they have people that can represent them who they believe in. Now, the Secretary of State announced again that his office is launching an investigation into voting groups accused of encouraging non-Georgia residents to register in the runoff elections, which take place January the 5th. We have opened an investigation into a group called America Votes, who is sending absentee ballot applications to people at addresses where they have not lived since 1994. Voting in Georgia when you are not a resident of Georgia is a felony. And encouraging college kids to commit felonies with no regard for what it might mean for them is despicable. These third-party groups have a responsibility to not encourage illegal voting. If they do so, they will be held responsible. Again, this is Stacey Abrams' group, who many believe that without her, Donald Trump would have won Georgia. Other organizations also set to face scrutiny from the investigation include America Votes, Operation New Voter Registration Georgia, and Vote Forward. All of these activist Democratic organizations that have been doing all of these illegal activities in Georgia. But you and I have to move on, we're being told. We cannot believe that there was voter fraud. You and I are sore losers. We're Nazis. We're enabling the psychotic Donald Trump by asking questions or continuing to investigate what's actually going on. The election's over. The media said that it's over, so therefore we must accept that it's over. That's how this works. You don't have a say-so. You can't say anything. You're not allowed to talk about any of this. You're not allowed to do or talk about any of this because it's over. And if you do, you're a horrible person. You're an enabler. You're crazy. You're psychotic. You're a lunatic. The media said so, so therefore it's got to be true. The same media that says that you're insane, that you're a Nazi, you're a Nazi. If you believe that there could have been voter fraud, there is no supporting evidence, the media says, of any type of voter fraud happening. You have 250 active and open cases in Georgia alone. You have ballots that we have confirmed that have been sent to New York. Sidney Powell, by the way, she was on Fox Business talking about what's going on in Georgia. Remember, Dominion voting is in Georgia. Dominion voting. Here's some of the new information we now know about Dominion voting in Georgia as the battle for the White House continues on. A Georgia judge has also froze voting machines in three counties. Why? Take a listen to what Sidney Powell had to say about this.
And guess what happened yesterday while we were in the process of trying to get the state to respond for our request to the restraining order? Someone went down to the Fulton Center where the votes and Dominion machines were, claimed there was a software glitch, and they had to replace the software, and it seems that they removed the server.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Do we know where the server is?
No, we don't right now.
People don't go to jail for their attitude. But in the case of the Secretary of State and the governor of Georgia right now, one would be tempted to prosecute based on their conduct so far. What is going on with those two individuals?
I think there's a lot going on, Lou. I think there's a lot of corruption there underneath the surface. We've gotten tips from different people that we haven't been able to verify completely yet, but it seems that there were significant benefits for both Governor Kemp and perhaps Mr. Raffensperger also, and maybe others on their team, for deciding at the last minute to rush in a contract for Dominion for $107 million for the state. Ironically, the state lawyers claimed yesterday that the state had no control over the county's handling of the voting machines, never mind the state itself purchased the machines and forced them to use them. And the Secretary of State is responsible for all fraud investigations of voting and everything else with respect to voting. It was one of the most disingenuous arguments I've heard any government counsel make.
So Sidney Powell just told you something that, again, you're not supposed to be angry about, and you're supposed to just move on and accept it. You have a vote. Dominion Voting Systems went in, removes a crash, quote, crash server in Georgia in Fulton County without disclosing the new location. And guess what happened? While we were in the process of trying to get the state to respond to our requests for the restraining order, someone went down to Fulton Center where the votes and Dominion machines were, claimed there was a software glitch and they had to replace the software. And it seems that they removed the server. Do you know where the server is? We don't right now. What do you bet this sucker's already bleached? Without disclosing the location, we don't know where it is. But again, we've got to accept the results of this election. You can't ask any questions. Move on. If you're enabling Donald Trump, you're crazy. You're a Nazi.
And guess what happened yesterday while we were in the process of trying to get the state to respond for our request to the restraining order? Someone went down to the Fulton Center where the votes and Dominion machines were, claimed there was a software glitch, and they had to replace the software, and it seems that they removed the server.
Yeah, but don't ask any questions. Don't answer any questions. This is all just, you got to move on, folks. Kelly McEnany said, journalists will not ask a single question about the anomalies in this election. Will not ask a single question about the 250 investigations in this election. Nope, got to look the other way. You got to look the other way. But first, if you want to help the people in Georgia with what's going on there with the Senate election, then you need to join AMAC, the number one conservative organization in the country, for free right now. I'm going to give you a free membership because it's important that we now stand with the people of Georgia and that we fight to make sure that they have a free and fair election. Whatever happens in Georgia is what's going to happen with the country. What's going to happen in Georgia is going to decide the fate of an unbelievable amount of legislation. If they're able to win in Georgia, it is over. The Democrats control the House, the Senate, and the White House. So if you are ready to get in on all this action and to fight back and to stand with other conservatives to protect the Senate, join the number one conservative organization in the country right now. It is called AMAC for free. That's right, for free. Call them. Use my name, Ben, when you call them. Or you can go online to benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. www.benfreeonline.com. You can get your free membership to the number one conservative organization in the country, benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. And join the number one conservative organization in the country. Take a listen to what Kayleigh McEnany's had to say on Hannity as she described the media, and this is what they've done. They've decided we're not going to cover the story because we already know that Joe Biden's the president, so it doesn't matter. It's the same media that covered Russian collusion 24/7 for 4 years trying to get the president impeached for something that he didn't do off of a fake news story that they knew was fake news, off of an illegal investigation all based on information that was fabricated by the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign with Fusion GPS.
That's right. The journalists that peddled lies, conspiracy theories, won Pulitzers for it and never were held accountable, now will not ask a single question about the anomalies you noted. Those are facts, Sean. What you just noted are hard, cold facts. You had an election where we had mass mail-in voting on a nationwide scale, never tried before at this level. And then you had these anomalies and more. Places like Pennsylvania, another great article by Daniel Horowitz noting that in Pennsylvania, where last time in 2016, 1% of mail-in ballots were rejected, they get rid of signature match, and 0.038% are rejected. That means they accepted 27 times more absentee ballots because they got rid of signature match, they pre-cured ballots, they fixed them in some counties and not others, and the result was a tainted election that did not truly capture the vote of the American people.
But you can't ask any questions, folks. You must shut up. You're not allowed to say anything. Scarborough today on MSNBC said Donald Trump is acting like a dictator and silent Republicans haven't paid a price yet, but they will.
Out there, and at the very least, he should be disbarred.
And there's the political aspect of it, obviously, that we don't need to tell our viewers, which is that in Georgia, there's pretty high stakes with two Senate seats up. The president is simply saying, well, let's not hold the election since the election will be held in January. Do you think, Joe, and if so, to what extent do you think the Republicans are being hurt by all of this?
It's hard to say. I thought the Republicans were being hurt by all of the crazy things Donald Trump was saying before the election. Here's a guy that wouldn't guarantee a peaceful transfer of power repeatedly during presidential debates. The vice president, Mike Pence, wouldn't guarantee a peaceful transition of power. The last 2 weeks of the campaign, Donald Trump was pressuring his attorney general to arrest his political opponent. That's something that happens in Russia. That's something that happens in Belarus. That's not something that happens in the United States. And I thought Republicans who remain silent.
And by the way, that's just not true. What he was pressuring was an investigation into Hunter Biden for clear corruption, which, of course, the media has not covered because Joe Biden's the president-elect now, and he's going to be the president. So Hunter Biden can come out of hiding now, and he can do whatever he wants to, including counting his foreign money from foreign governments and foreign agencies.
Silent while this president was shredding constitutional norms and undermining the rule of law in this country and claiming absolute power under Article 2 of the Constitution.
By the way, he also didn't do that either. But hey, let's just keep making crap up because I'm Joe Scarborough.
I thought the Republicans would pay a price. You look at what happened in the House races, and they won every contested race, 24 out of 24, that the Cook Political Report said was a contested race. They outperformed in the United States Senate. So they haven't paid a price yet. The only person that's paid a price has been Donald Trump. But I'll be curious to see what happens in Georgia, because there's just an all out Republican civil war in the Peach State.
Hold on. It's an all out civil war when there's 250 investigations into voter fraud that all are against Democrats. How is that an all out civil war on our behalf? I mean, yeah, it's an all out civil war, right? Because we care about the integrity of the vote. It's the Democrats are the ones accused of cheating. It's the Democrats are under the ones under investigation. It is the Democrats, not the Republicans, that are being accused of sending absentee ballots to New York to then be counted in Georgia. So Republicans haven't paid a price yet for what? Why would we pay a price for anything? We're just saying we want a free and fair election. That's it.
Got the president of the United States attacking the Republican governor, attacking the Republican secretary of state. You have attorneys running around that have been claiming to represent the president, who's now saying that one of the people in the special elections is in a conspiracy with the governor of the state to keep Doug Collins off the ballot, that Kelly Loeffler shouldn't be in this runoff, that she was involved in a scam. And that's all.
And by the way, all that's just not true. It's just but let's just keep making it up. We're MSNBC. Let's keep going with it.
I mean, from the Republican side. So we'll see if it depresses the vote for Republicans and Democrats have a shot to pick up at least one of those two seats.
Notice in all of that criticism right now, that one single mention of active and open investigations into Stacey Abrams' organization for sending ballots and encouraging people to vote illegally, which is a felony. Not one mention of the 250 active investigations taking place in Georgia. If you have 250 active investigations in Georgia right now, how can you tell me that you can also guarantee that the election is going to be a free and fair election? How are you going to guarantee it come January the 5th? Because there's no way that you can investigate all of this. There's no way you can see how many shady ballots were actually sent in or how many people registered to vote that shouldn't be allowed to be registered to vote for the January 5th election. Which goes back to what Sidney Powell was saying a moment ago. When Sidney Powell came on Fox Business and says, "You want to know how bad it is, folks? Well, I'll tell you how bad it is. It's so bad that voting machines are having, quote, server crashes while we've asked days ago for them not to be touched, and all of a sudden Dominion servers come in, they change servers out. For what reason?" I would argue to cover up some sort of crime.
That's what happened yesterday while we were in the process of trying to get the state to respond for our request to the restraining order. Someone went down to the Fulton Center where the votes and Dominion machines were, claimed there was a software glitch, and they had to replace the software, and it seems that they removed the server.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Do we know where the server is?
No, we don't right now.
But we got to accept these election results. You can't ask questions. You ask questions, you're a conspiracy theorist. You ask any questions about the 250 investigations, you're a conspiracy theorist. You ask any questions about any of this, you got to shut up. Sidney Powell was also on Sean Hannity's show. She said the only whistleblowers the Dems like are the liars who claim that they're whistleblowers. And she's right. And the media, is that's who they will cover.
So we really can't hear from them.
There's a lot of people involved in this.
And they can't sign an affidavit until they get these protections. And my question is to you, you know, in a lot of ways, has anybody forensically examined these machines since the election?
We have only been allowed access to a few of them, although counsel, my co-counsel from the Flynn case, Jesse Banal, in fact, got a discovery order from the court today in Nevada. He's been doing a great job out there, trying to get more information, and got the discovery order entered today. So they will be collecting a lot more evidence from Nevada, where there was massive corruption. We've got evidence of corruption all across the country in countless districts. The machine ran an algorithm that shaved votes from Trump and awarded them to Biden. They used the machines to trash large batches of votes that should have been awarded to President Trump. And they used a machine to inject and add massive quantities of votes for Mr. Biden. The only reason we found out how bad it was.
I thought Democrats told us that we like whistleblowers. You're saying that these people can't talk because they're going to lose their job. I would think
they're
that they get protection.
They're going to lose their job. Their lives have been threatened. One witness we know of got beaten up and is in the hospital. There have been all kinds of repercussions against people who have come forward to tell the truth.
I'm sorry, did you hear that? She just said that one of the people that was a whistleblower that came forward has been targeted and beaten and is in the hospital. I mean, you'd think that Joe Scarborough would care about that at MSNBC. You'd think that CNN would care about that, right? Because if there was a whistleblower that was whistleblowing about Republican corruption and then they were beaten up and put in the hospital, we would be wall-to-wall coverage. Oh, wait, I forgot. None of this matters because the media has decided the election is over. They get to decide who the president is. People being intimidated and beaten, sent to the hospital for being a whistleblower. You can't care about that. Shut up. That's not something you're allowed to talk about. That's not something you're allowed to mention. That's not something that you can it's over. The election is over. We're not even talking about the presidential election and all this. We're talking about the election in Georgia that will decide who's in charge of the Senate. That's what we are talking about right now. We're talking about that. That's what this is about, and we're about to have an actual election in Georgia. An election in Georgia, folks, where we don't even know if any of the problems that we happened the last time, the 250 that are being investigated, have even been fixed before we take that election, but I can't ask a question about it. Welcome to free and fair elections in America, folks, where the media decides who's elected, and if you voted and your vote was canceled out, it doesn't matter. Shut up. We know what's best for you. By the way, if you missed our podcast yesterday where the media says anyone that still supports the president is a Nazi, that's up as well. So make sure you download that podcast. It's amazing how they're going to continue to overlook these investigations. We're not talking about two. We're not talking about five. We're talking about 250. Stacey Abrams, the darling of the Democratic Party's organization, is actually being investigated right now by the state in Georgia for getting people to commit what would be a felony. And I'll leave it at that.
More Than a Movie is back with season two. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.